Judith 121 then, he commanded to bring her in, where his plate was set, and bade that they should prepare for her, of his own meats, and that she should drink of his own wine. 122 and Judith said, I will not eat thereof, lest there be an offense. But provision shall be made for me of the things that I have brought. 123 then, Holofernes said unto her, If thy provision should fail, how should we give thee the like? For there be none with us of thy nation. 124 Then said Judith unto him, As thy soul liveth, my lord, thine handmaid shall not spend those things that I have before the Lord work by mine hand, the things that he hath determined. 125 Then the servants of Holofernes brought her into the tent, and she slept till midnight, and she arose when it was toward the morning watch. 126 And sent to Holofernes, saving, Let my lord now command that thine handmaid may go forth unto prayer. 127 Then Holofernes commanded his guard that they should not stay her. Thus she abode in the camp 3 days, and went out in the night into the valley of Bethulia, and washed herself in a fountain of water by the camp. 128 And when she came out, she besought the Lord God of Israel to direct her way to the raising up of the children of her people. 129 So she came in clean, and remained in the tent until she did eat her meat at evening. 12:10 And in the fourth day, Holofernes made a feast to his own servants only, and called none of the officers to the banquet. 12:11 Then said he to Bagos the eunuch, who had charge over all that he had, Go now, and persuade this Hebrew woman, which is with thee, that she come unto us, and eat, and drink with us. 12:12 For lo, it will be a shame for our person, if we shall let such a woman go, not having had her company. For if we draw her not unto us, she will laugh us to scorn. 12:13 Then went Bagos from the presence of Holofernes, and came to her, and he said, Let not this fair damsel fear to come to my lord, and to be honored in his presence, and drink wine, and be merry with us, and be made this day as one of the daughters of the Assyrians, which serve in the house of Nabuchodonosor. 12:14 Then said Judith unto him, Who am I now, that I should gainsay my lord? Surely whatsoever pleaseth him I will do speedily, and it shall be my joy unto the day of my death. 12:15 So she arose, and decked herself with her apparel, and all her woman's attire, and her maid went and laid soft skins on the ground for her, over against Holofernes, which she had received of Bagos for her daily use, that she might sit and eat upon them. 12:16 Now when Judith came in and sat down, Holofernes, his heart was ravished with her, and his mind was moved, and he desired greatly her company. For he waited a time to deceive her from the day that he had seen her. 12:17 Then said Holofernes unto her, Drink now, and be merry with us. 12:18 So Judith said, I will drink now, my lord, because my life is magnified in me this day more than all the days since I was born. 12:19 Then she took and ate and drank before him what her maid had prepared. 12:20 And Holofernes took great delight in her, and drank more wine than he had drunk at any time in one day since he was born.